faith. So let's look at our scripture for the week from Romans. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, keeping in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Three key words that come out there: endurance, encourage, and harmony. So take care of each other this week. We look at this stretch of 5-day school weeks. We're going to need a little bit of that endurance. We have three of those 5-day school weeks in a row until we get a break. So here we go. Settle in and get ready for the second quarter. And we look at tonight, the Lady Knights are going to be in the sub-district volleyball final, and they'll be playing against UTAN at UTAN at 7 o'clock tonight. So good luck to the Lady Knights. And had a 5-set thriller last night against Wahoo Newman. It was Coach Sue Ewell's 600th victory. So congratulations to her and their team as they head into the sub-district final.
Definitely.
Wednesday, we have a night event committee meeting at 6 o'clock. That's for getting ready for that, obviously, that large event we have here at Bergen. And so that's going to be taking place in the high school library. Board of directors meeting. That's going to be our board of directors, our governing body. And they meet this last Wednesday of the month, and they're going to meet at 6:30 in Mary's room at St. Patrick Church because we have some religious formation presentations taking place at the elementary, so it'll be at the church tonight. All-school mass on Thursday. Every all-school mass is at 8:30, and that's on Thursdays at St. Patrick Catholic Church. You're always welcome to join us. The ninth grade class is having their retreat this week as well. That's on Thursday at 9:30. And they're going to be at Camp Rivercrest. And we appreciate the relationship we have with Rivercrest and our kids heading out there for their class retreats. And then a fall music concert is at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. That's for instrumental and vocal music in the Gary D. Schmidt Gymnasium. So listen to those harmonies and those instruments at 7 o'clock on Thursday at the high school gym. We have Heart of a Child presentations taking place at both of our schools on Friday, talking to kids about being pro-life, and that's obviously a mission of the Catholic Church and obviously our school, so those will be taking place on Friday. On Saturday, again, would be the district final. If the Lady Knights continue to win, or as if they're a seed overall in their PowerPoints, which right now is looking very positive, we would play on Saturday for the district final for volleyball, for those who are asking about that. There's also some PAL volleyball games taking place, and I think those PAL volleyball games, which is our elementary volleyball program, is kind of wrapping up at this time of the year, and they're in their tournaments, so good luck to all them. We also have children's choir. They're going to be performing the elementary children's choir at Mass on Sunday at the church at 10 o'clock. So we'll see a lot of those elementary families out there for children's choir at 10 o'clock. And then our one-act play, which is The Patient. They're going to be performing at home here in the St. Patrick Auditorium as they're starting to gear up for their competitions. And that's going to be on Sunday night at the St. Patrick Auditorium at 6 o'clock to check out our one act in action. And on Monday, we also have Stacy Lichtenberg from The Bridge coming to our school to talk to kids about positive relationships. So, again, Veterans Day is also an event that's just around the corner. And each year we attempt to celebrate the veterans. And so since Veterans Day is on the 11th, this is Saturday this year, we're going to celebrate at Bergen on the 10th. So all those veterans out there that have a connection to Bergen, come on over for morning meeting at Bergen Elementary at 8 o'clock on the 10th. And we'll have a program at the middle school, high school at 9:30 for Veterans Day on the 10th as well. And don't forget, we're accepting students year-round. You can contact Bergen and find out how you could be possibly a Bergen Knight into the future. So we have a lot of great things happening in our school. Our website is www.bergenknights.org. You can check that out and scroll down just a little bit and see what all the activities taking place. And with all these great things happening, Chris, it is a great day to be a Bergen Knight.
Thank you. We appreciate it as always, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. God bless. And you guys have a great week.
And you too. Also, yes, our Bergen Update brought to you by Marlon Braback at Don Peterson and Associates. If you're looking for a home in the Fremont area, give Marlon a call over at Don Peterson and Associates. 7:45.
And that means it's time for news brought to you by Allied Appliance, the area's longest-standing local appliance dealer. More than 60 years of providing your household with the top name brand appliances that you need to keep your home moving. That's Allied Appliance, 1234 East 16th here in Fremont.